I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sham Sharania on the Pat McAfee podcast, talking about the Boston Celtics yet again, teasing big things, talking about the, you know, more expected trades of Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, but seems like every time he speaks or writes or tweets about the Boston Celtics, he throws in Jaylen Brown. Ah, they'd prefer not to trade Jaylen Brown, but they're getting offers. They're getting big offers on Jaylen Brown. And I wonder, is he doing that, just because it's legitimate that there's flat-out offers out there that he's hearing teams are offering for Jaylen Brown? B, are the Celtics trying to drum up trade offers? And the more he talks about it, maybe the more other teams say, oh, Jaylen Brown might get traded this offseason. Maybe we should get in on this bidding. Is he preparing Celtic Nation for the idea that a team that will not have Jason Tatum this year might also not have Jaylen Brown? Where do we think this little Jaylen Brown smoke that just keeps emanating from Shams is coming from?
I think this is preparing everyone to have a drastically different looking Celtics team starting this October.
But everybody knows that. I'm talking about Jaylen Brown.
No. Jaylen Brown's not going anywhere.
To me, it would be stunning if Jrue Holiday and Porzingis are back. Not that they get traded. Like, that would be stunning to me.
But all three is.
But every time Shams talks, he brings up Jaylen Brown. And I don't really know why, because I thought as soon as Jason Tatum went down as a JB guy, I was like, well, he's not going anywhere. You can't lose JT and trade JB in the same offseason. That would be crazy. But it feels like at least those discussions have been had at some point in time.
Does it depend on what Brad sees what the future is for this team? I mean, do they want to get really young? I mean, because if you trade, you know, JB, your chances are it's for a lot of draft picks. And you kind of do what OKC, maybe reset the team in a way that OKC is kind of reset with all of their draft picks. That's I think the most likely scenario is that the players that Shams mentioned off the top, I think KP is gone and I think Jrue Holiday is gone.
Yeah.
And to some degree, I think Sam Hauser is gone. I mean, partly it's because KP just, you can't, look, as excited as I was about him when he got here, and I think he truly kind of made the Celtics when he was healthy almost unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't count on him. You just can't. You can't count on the guy at all. And then with Jrue, I think you have a guy that can come in and replace him with Pritchard. And then Hauser, I think you have maybe a guy that can come in and replace him with Baylor Sherman. And so to me, the reason Hauser and Jrue can go like no problem is because they think they have guys that can fill in for them and do to what they do to some degree as good, if not better.
And you also have been advocating for them to get younger, and you would get younger. You know, you had the numbers of the Knicks-Pacers series and the average ages and where the Celtics compared. If you trade Jrue Holiday,
OKC
trade Kristaps
and the Pacers,
Porzingis,
two of the youngest teams in are in the NBA, and they're both in the finals.
But it is not going to be a better team by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, it's not going to be a better team this year because Jason Tatum's not going to play. Like, no matter what. And that was my point with Brad Stevens. You have an opportunity here where everybody accepts the fact you're not going to be as good because your superstar isn't there. So how do you manipulate this season
to set you up for 2027. Yeah.
And whatever that is, I'm not saying I know all the answers. Keep JB, build around JB. Hey, if you want to trade JB and get younger, go that route. I think that's a dangerous route, because I do think Jason Tatum expects a certain complimentary cast, right? Like, he's been living the life of, I got a Drew Holiday, I got a Derek White, I got a JB that can do this. And if he shows back up and he's like, who the hell are all these young guys, and why are they not ready to go to the finals with me?
Let me ask you this question. Which team would give the Celtics a quicker chance to compete? Keeping Hauser, Porzingis, and Holiday and trading Brown, or vice versa? Because the money would be about the same. A little more money is offloaded if you unload the trio versus just Jalen Brown. But which would...
I mean, I think Drew Holiday is on borrowed time, and I think...
But the reports are they're asking for a first for him.
Yeah, because I think on the right team, for 1 year, like, he can put you over the top.
For
he could
years?
Collect a third ring with a third different team. I don't say that's not a possibility for him. Go to the right place. Hell, an OKC, if you wanted to add him as a veteran presence. Like, any of these teams that are good teams, Drew Holiday helps you on the court, in the leadership, that whole thing. I agree with it.
There's different, you know, first round not, doesn't mean, you know, lottery pick, right? I mean, it could be, you know, somebody that's, you know, in the 20s trading a first-round pick for Drew Holiday.
It's also basically all that's traded in the NBA. Like, I know the seconds are tacked on, but if you make a trade, it's for a first-round pick. Like, that's the currency they utilize in that league. The Jaylen Brown thing I find interesting, because a few years ago, I found it interesting when Scal brought up Jaylen Brown in offseason trade, Kevin Durant rumors, things, and then later it was just flat-out admitted, yeah, we had discussions for
Don't you
for
think
that.
Maybe part of it, to some degree, is it's the hot stove for the NBA is become the best hot stove of all sports.
Yes.
It's become what the Major League Baseball's hot stove used to be 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't you think, Fitzy, that part of it is, you just throw JB's name out there, because, look, there's probably interest. I don't know if it's real, but to some degree there's probably interest, because that's what's going to get people interested is, oh, Jaylen Brown is maybe going to get moved. And so it just makes this offseason, I think, a little bit more intriguing if his name is bantied about.
If you throw his name in there, people think, oh, yeah, like you were saying, maybe they're interested in trading Jaylen Brown. Give him a call. You call the sellers, like, hey, is JB available? Only if someone blows us away. However, could I interest you in a nice little Hauser Porzingis package, or maybe a Holiday and Hauser if you're looking to take it to the next level and win an NBA championship? Like, what about the Lakers? I know they have, like, no picks left, but wouldn't they be interested in a Hauser-Holiday combination, or at least Drew Holiday? Wouldn't he be a key element for a team? You've got LeBron, who plays everywhere. You've got Luka. You have Austin Reeves. What about maybe a Holiday added to that package as well?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could see him fitting on almost any team. To me, he's the type of player that could fit in on almost any team with not only his skill set, because we've seen it here.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a point guard, but he can kind of not be the point guard because somebody else is the ball dominant player, and I'll just fill my role on defense and as sort of a complimentary option. He can be the leader. You know, they signed him to the extension right before the playoffs because they clearly wanted to validate him as a leader a couple of years ago and to win. Yeah, I think Drew Holiday, any coach would say, do I want Drew Holiday on my team? Sure, give me Drew Holiday on my team and we're a better basketball team. I just, the Porzingis stuff, like, I've accepted all of that. You're right, Ted. If you want to move my needle as an onlooker, as a reader, you include Jaylen Brown in your little trade rumors column or whatever. Otherwise, I go, the Celtics are making a couple moves with some old guys to reconfigure.
So if for Jaylen Brown to be traded, what do you think the Celtics would have to get back?
Well, and that's where you mentioned earlier the OKC thing. But draft picks do them nothing with Jason Tatum. If I'm Jason Tatum and I see you trade Jaylen Brown for 4 first-round picks, I say, hey, my agent wants to talk to you about maybe trading me for 4 first-round picks, because I don't want to be here with 4 first-round picks. I want to be here with another star who can help me win.
I told you the only thing I could see, you know, player for player, I don't know, Kevin Durant for him.
No.
Right?
I actually don't think that's enough.
So the only – okay, so I'm – okay, that's interesting. I would say the only thing worth trading JB for is the number one overall pick. And the Mavericks are not trading, my guess is,
Cooper Flagg for one JB. Flag. Holy smokes.
Nico Harrison reconfirming he's the dumbest.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
So, but could Andy wear a Jaylen Brown Mavericks jersey to the beach, or is that in bad taste if that happens?
I would probably have to. Or maybe I get a Cooper Flagg jersey, New England kid.
How committed to the Jaylen Brown fan club are you?
See, you know, that's an interesting question you ask as a card-carrying member, because it would be – I could see myself watching, like, the first couple games where he's in Dallas. Let's just use this Dallas comparison. and being like, yeah, this isn't going to go well. I might have to latch on to Cooper Flagg kid or something.
Yeah, no one else to support him.
We don't know what we honestly have no idea what he's going to be here or anywhere else as the every night alpha. It's Jalen Brown's
think?
Team.
Do you think he's a number one? Do you think he can carry a team?
I think he's a number one.
Is he so like a team like, say, Detroit? It's got a lot of young guys that play really hard. You think Jalen Brown would go there, would want to go there?
He's pretty good.
I don't think they would trade him unless he signed off on it either. I don't think they would trade JB unless.
No,
he's talked to them about, yep. Right?
100%. You and I bandied this about yesterday before Ted came in, and then things got very football and Roman Anthony centric. Ted, how would you feel about, because he has expressed an interest, allegedly, reportedly, to go to San Antonio. There was talk of him maybe going to the Knicks, but that's now been shot down. How would you feel, because he's only got 1 year left on his deal. What if Kevin Durant were to say, hey, I'll go step in for Tatum while he's out that year and see if we can't run it back in Boston.
No. Nope.
Never?
Nope.
No?
I'm kind of with Andy to some degree. I just don't like...
Chemistry killer?
And didn't he have a chance to come here? Doesn't he already kind of
his
stance known on what he feels about Boston?
Yeah, he didn't
9 years
come
ago.
Here.
I
don't want him.
He and Kyrie chuckled about Boston I'm and good. Made fun of, you know, alluded okay. to racism
all right.
and different
all right.
things.
I'm just asking.
He also wins nothing without Steph Curry, so...
You know what? And there's no way they would. It's such a, from a cultural standpoint, I think the Celtics have a kind of this sort of clearly defined culture that they want. And Jason Tatum is at the top of it.
Yes.
And no one's going to, they don't want to bring anybody in that's going to threaten that.
So
AD would do that. And they're not going to do that.
My other question with Jalen Brown is if he stays and is embarking on this year, well, we also need to, he had minor surgery. He's expected to be ready for training camp. That knee that he dealt with over the end of the season.
It's a little cleanup.
Yeah, it's a cleanup. I'm not worried about that. So let's just say he's back. He doesn't get traded. Other things happen, whatever. Does this affect him that he continues to hear his name bandied about? Because we know he can be, I don't know if sensitive is the right word. He's aware of perceptions of how he is seen by the organization, right? That like he's aware of those.
He has been mentioned in trade rumors, maybe in the not in the last couple of years, but in all the preceding years,
right?
And did it affect him?
I don't know.
I don't think so. So I
he
don't
makes some
know
comments occasionally. Like it's definitely at least in the back of his mind, if not in the front of his mind. He likes to tell you how much he gives up to be here and the different things that he does to be here. Mm. And we all thought that he, like Tatum, reached a certain. Stratosphere by winning, right? Like now you're a made man, you got your max contract, you were all NBA, you got your deal, like yeah. you're the guy, you're the finals MVP. And now when he thinks it's like the football in front of Charlie Brown, oh, I'm finally going to get the year to be the guy, I'm going to be the man. Wait, you're trading me for who? Or you're rumored to be talking about trading me for what? He seems like a guy who would be aware of it, and it might resonate negatively with him. That's just me as a supporter. And I would also kind of get it. He hasn't exactly been embraced in Boston by the bulk of the public. Like, there's a lot of...
The most underappreciated athlete in Boston?
Well, you don't think some of that's his own doing?
That is probably...
Being outspoken about certain things.
That is probably some fairness to that.
You know?
There is probably some fairness to that.
I mean,
if I'm him and I'm reading the Boston papers and the story about Jalen Brown is getting traded and then the next story about the Patriots is Efton Chisholm III is like everybody loves Efton Chisholm. I'm like... Efton Chisholm's getting a full story in the Globe, and how long did I have to work before I got some credit?
But in all the different sports, isn't basketball the NBA? That is the one sport where it's just that's just to me being traded is such a common occurrence.
Yeah,
even for the stars, I think
superstars. Yeah,
I mean, you know,
I mean, look at SGA.
Well, look at Luka. I mean, even like if you don't think if you look at what happened with Luka, it's like okay, dude, they're gonna trade Luka.
Everybody,
then everybody's on the
right.
table.
Right. I mean, Shaq was traded. Kobe technically was traded. Yeah. The draft pick that Kobe was
Shaq's
traded.
First,
the whole thing.
Shaq, free agent to L.A. So when he was traded to Miami, did they win the first year that he went to the Heat?
Yes.
I think they did right there. And that's when the Tell Me How My Blank Taste song came.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, if you look at the history of the NBA, if you went in their top 50 all-time players, I bet you like 40 of them played for different teams.
So don't tell me Jalen Brown's not untouchable. He's for the right deal, I would definitely listen.
I wonder if there could be like a two picks and a player type of deal, where that would come from. Who could that come
but who's
from?
The player? What am I? What I know, that's player what, am I getting?
That's what I'm.
I need an all NBA around. Caliber player. I'm not talking the high end. You know, one that I had heard. I feel like I had heard Bam Adebayo rumor.
What about? Please give me a break, Bam Adebayo. Are you kidding me? What about Giannis? Giannis, that's a better comp.
Straight up.
JB for Giannis.
Yesterday, now, please, thank you. Oh, God, yes.
Jump in there, Dan. Yeah, I know you got a thought.
I feel like the Celtics would have to tack at least a draft pick on.
Why do we have to?
Really?
Oh, I think Giannis is in a class by himself in comparison to Jaylen Brown. Proven number one versus, maybe he's a number one. Like, you're getting a bit of an unknown quantity with JB.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to have the conversation. If you want to change the way the Celtics played, as has been discussed after they were bounced for shooting too many threes, he is a guy that brings...
The most dramatic change.
Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Who has a better all-around game, Giannis or Jaylen? Defense, shooting ability, to the hole.
Answer it, Dan Ball.
I mean, it's probably, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a hoop head, so I'm going with relatively limited knowledge. I feel like the well-rounded game is Jaylen Brown. The superstardom that you're going to miss without Jason Tatum is probably Giannis. He brings that.
G-I-A.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying that the Celtics would have to, I think one for one is not a fair expectation in that trade.
The age, the contract, I think Giannis has 1 year, then could opt out. Like, there's other factors that could come into play in terms of the valuation of the two players.
But isn't there more that you don't know about Jaylen Brown at this point?
Yes. He's never been the guy.
Right.
He's never been. Giannis has been the guy who's led a team to a title. He plays a style of bully ball. He is ball dominant. He's going to take three steps and try to dunk on you. He's going to go to the line.
Oh, like, it's so boring. I know. 30, 34, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks. Well, it stinks.
I hate it. I hate the style of play in a certain way. But if you're looking, Ted, to alter the makeup of the Celtics and the style, Giannis is a massive step in that direction. I don't know how he and Tatum would coexist. And Tatum's like, I want to walk up, and Giannis is like, I want to run up.
That would be fast. But what it's going to be interesting. Would you think his trade value, JB's, is more valuable now or after next season, after we've seen him lead the Celtics and be the guy?
That's a loaded question. Because it depends on what you think of JB, right?
I don't think he's the guy that can carry a team.
And I could argue he's going to go out and average 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists a game. And you're going to be like, oh my God, Jaylen Brown's a one. JT who? But like, I'm a fan. I think your preconceived visions of JB, because you're right, there will be an answer at the end of the season in all likelihood.
I'll tell you this. I think he could average 29 a night.
Me too.
And average 1.5 assists per night.
Did you miss the 12?
Sticky.
Did you miss the 12?
That
wasn't
game.
Sticky at all.
Wait, was that game 6?
It was the loosest, most fluid basketball you've ever seen.
How many times did he record 12 assists? How many times?
Once. Wow. Once.
Yeah.
One time.
There's our sample size, though.
So it happened.
How was the next game?
In the biggest game of the season.
Then what happened? What happened next?
And the rest of his team let him down. He came out and tried to carry their asses, and they all sucked.
Andy,
did you watch the game?
Did you have to go to Groupon to buy that excuse at a discount?
It's not an excuse when it is true. It is just a reason given by a loser. I've told you that many times.
It's going to be an interesting offseason, though. But I think the most likely scenario is that that KP and Drew Holiday and Hauser are gone. Before JB is. JB's, I don't think
JB's going anywhere. Yeah, exactly. I think I will be able to wear my JB jersey in vacation this week and then next summer again coming off the season.
He's not going anywhere full stop.
Correct.
Like, as in he and Jason Tatum will play together again in another year.
Either at the end of next year when Jaylen Brown leads them to the playoffs, and then we're like, wait, could Tatum come back for the Eastern Conference Finals to join JB for a run together that we never saw coming, or the following season? Either way, they're going to play together again. This is all just media mayhem. It's what Alex Cora said when he was with Jim Bowden on ESPN, and he's like, what do you think of this trade? I'm going to throw it out there and put it on Twitter. That's what Shams is doing. He's just trying to muddy the waters of a hot stove off season for the NBA.
Way to put the media in its place, Andy. Good job.
Right. You can never trust the media. If there's one thing I've learned in 25 years in the media, you can never trust the media. 617-779-7937. What are your thoughts on a potential Jaylen Brown trade? Would you want Giannis? Who would you trade him for? Or is he going nowhere? We'll take those calls. But we'll also get into a little... Efton Chisholm talk. He spoke to the media yesterday. One person on our station said he has been tremendously impressive. Another person, who's tremendously large and standing near me, said he was not overly impressed. A little Efton Chisholm assessment next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night at Fenway Park 3-1. Roman Anthony picked up his first big league hit, driving in two runs with a double in the first inning. Boston and Tampa play the rubber game tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. Walker Buehler against Zach Littell on the mound. Here's your lineup for tonight. It's Jaron Duran out in left, and Rafael Devers your DH. Abraham Toro is at first. Carlos Narvaez is your catcher. Roman Anthony back out there at right field with Trevor Story at short. Marcelo Meyer at third. Christian Campbell at second, and Seydon Rafaela in center field batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Indiana. The series between the Pacers and Thunder is tied at a game apiece. Tip-off is at 8:30. From earlier today, the Celtics announced that Jaylen Brown underwent a successful right knee arthroscopic procedure. He is expected to participate in training camp without any limitations. Meanwhile, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow night in Florida. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. Patriots players were in the building for the final day of minicamp today, but the team did not officially practice, with head coach Mike Vrabel saying that the team will, quote, be out on the field, lifting, running, and meeting. And finally, the 125th U.S. Open Championship begins tomorrow at Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Rory McIlroy are the top three betting favorites to win the tournament. Visit the 99 this Father's Day weekend for a great lineup of menu specials Dad will love, like the new Bourbon Onion Burger, a juicy 18-ounce T-bone steak, or their famous Colossal Lobster Rolls. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Patriots undrafted rookie wide receiver Efton Chisholm, a.k.a. Cooper Kupp 2.0, according to some of the reports I'm reading and hearing out of Foxborough. We'll get to your phone calls about Jaylen Brown in just a second. We see you lining up, 617-779-7937. But Ted Johnson, your thoughts after a couple days of watching Efton Chisholm down on the practice field at Gillette?
I'll be honest, I wasn't impressed. The 2 days I was there, I didn't see him catch one ball in the team drills, so, and there was a lot of them. So, look, I could see in just the individual drills that they were doing, you know, what people were talking about. I will say this, you know, I don't know if minicamp all of a sudden is kind of look, I think OTAs are very similar to minicamp. So it might have just been he was, you know, there was just different opportunities for those 2 days I was there. So I don't want to just totally judge him off that. I think just stylistically, I think there could be a role for him here. And this is why. What did I tell you? The problem with Drake May was at times when I watched him the last 2 days.
Holding on to the ball.
Very good.
I listened.
What does Efton Chisholm do better than anything else when it comes to playing receiver?
Get open quickly.
There you go.
So theoretically,
he is going to give Drake May a quicker solution, I think, than maybe other receivers will. And that is going to be a huge, huge plus in his game. So if he can get open fast, he's not – okay, you go 4.17 or 4.71 is his 40. Not fast.
No.
But how quick is he? What is his lateral movement?
Just three-cone drill.
Is three-cone drill. That is more important for his position and his size than straight line speed. Can he get open fast and give Drake May a quick solution more than maybe the next guys? He might. And so I think – He's going to have a role, Andy, because of that. I mean, his overall kind of ability might not be that impressive, but can he get open fast, catch the ball, and get down quickly? Yes, that's what I think he can, even though I didn't see that in the last couple of days.
We will
– And I will say this, production is production. I mean, he was a very productive player in college.
Yep.
I just think guys that are that productive, have a nose for the ball, are excellent route runners. And I always said this about my boy out in Vegas. Why can't I think of his name?
Hunter Renfrow.
No. He used to be
Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers. People would crap on Jacoby Myers. I never understood it. I loved his game because he could separate from guys better than anybody on the team. And that, so he got open fast. So he got a lot of but, you know, people don't want to give him his due respect. Can he get open fast? I think Efton Chisholm can. I think that's a huge plus for this young quarterback.
In a little bit, we'll play some audio from Mike Vrabel that I think echoes some of your opinions about Efton Chisholm in a way and maybe paints the picture of the opportunities he could have, at least moving forward to training camp and then what he does with those. We'll see. Getting back to our conversation, Jaylen Brown, Shams says the Celtics don't want to trade him, but there's offers being made. We were talking about Jaylen Brown and Giannis. Let's go to the phone lines that injected a little life here. Let's go to Dave and Natick. What are your thoughts on a potential Jaylen Brown trade, Dave?
Hey, good afternoon. So Jaylen Brown will be a tough one to trade away. Realistically, Tatum's out next year, so whoever you're trading for has to be a superior value that's really going to kick in the following year, which is one of the reasons that with Giannis, I wouldn't necessarily do that, because when Tatum comes back, Giannis is either going to be 31 or 32. And a big physical player like that maybe has two more years of elite performance and then age will catch up. The only way I see them trading Jaylen Brown is if they get, you know, some sort of a younger big that they believe is comparable value that would help be a complementary player to Tatum when Tatum gets back to contend for another championship. I would have traded, believe it or not, I would have traded Tatum for Giannis, but you can't because of his contract. He can't be traded next year and give Jaylen and Giannis a shot for a couple years, but that's contractually not possible.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Dave.
He snuck an interesting one in there.
Is a smart guy.
Oh boy!
When it comes to the aging of Giannis's game, it is not going to age well.
So,
because he's just a linebacker playing basketball, and being that physical, driving like he does, that's not something, you know, guys in their mid 30s are doing.
Can I pose a counterpoint? Because I tend to agree with you, but his name is the Freak, and there's another person still in the NBA who I think has proven himself a freak, LeBron. Who I thought the same thing. With his big muscular frame and the aggressive, violent style with which he went to the hoop, I thought LeBron would fade faster than he has or did. He still hasn't
really. But it's his trainer and the vitamins.
Vitamins?
Yeah, you know, it's not even comparable as far as shooters. He's a much better shooter than Giannis.
Oh, yeah, but he plays a physical game. He takes it to the rim. And I thought he would lose more than he has lost. He has not worn down. He's never hurt, basically. He had that one groin two years
ago. Am I often thinking that LeBron feels like a lot bigger than Giannis? Like, he's just a bigger, thicker stronger dude. I know Giannis is
they both
big
are.
And strong, but
yeah, they both
like,
are big,
not like LeBron.
So why do you think? Maybe I misconstrued your point. Why do you think Giannis is going to break down?
Because you can't be that physical. Your game, if your game is just driving to the rim, it's not a game that you can do well into your 30s. You got to have a jump shot. You got to have a pull up. You got to have other aspects of your game other than just driving to the hoop. But yes, I mean, the guy can't even shoot free throws.
I know.
Real quick, for the sake of the conversation, Giannis stands 6'11", 242. Oh. LeBron James, 6'9", 250.
Wow, why do I think
big dude?
Yeah, I'm wrong. Wrong, Johnson.
Well, he is a little bit. I mean, 6'9", 250, so he's given up 8 pounds.
I didn't realize he was that tall. My bad. Check. But, your point is, I just don't think he has as good of an all-around game as LeBron.
Oh, he definitely does not. His game is definitely more heavily weighted toward just see rim, go fast toward rim, go through whatever's in the way toward the rim. No question. But I sometimes think those freaky guys who have that muscular build in the NBA, and there's also a lot of guys in the NBA that don't want that. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes guys just make business decisions and just kind of like, give way. Like,
would you want to get in his way?
Part the Red Sea and say, go ahead. Yeah, if I'm already making $40 million, what do I care? You want to lay it in? Go ahead. Dunk away. 617-779-7937. Tommy and Everett, what are your thoughts on these Jaylen Brown trade rumblings?
Hey, I think anybody that is questioning whether or not Jaylen Brown has the ability to lead the team next year is way off. I think that the playoffs last year were a clear indication that JB is a leader. I'd argue that Tatum even took a back seat in the playoffs last year, especially in the finals. And Brown's the team captain. I think if most of the team is being honest, they'd say they look at Brown as the team leader over Tatum, even though Tatum is the more talented player. And if you look at what he's doing off the court, he clearly has leadership abilities. So, yeah, I'd say that he is the shoe-in to the number one guy next year, and he'll be able to do it.
Thanks for the call, Tommy. That's a great call by Tommy there.
Yeah, oh.
Bet you Tommy's got a JB jersey that he wears to the beach in the pool.
I bet he doesn't.
You putting the check in the mail for Tommy there for arguing your point?
He's just a smart guy.
I think JB, he's a polarizing guy. I think there's callers that would call and say the opposite, yes. Too.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's a lot of people that feel like Tommy as well. I mean, I don't quite see it as the same way.
And
I don't.
The beauty of it has been, and you just brought this up, there hasn't really been an answer. You had the good and the bad from JB, but it was always as a running mate to Tatum. This season is a pivotal crossroad in his perception.
What I love is that it'll all be settled after this year.
Yeah, well, maybe.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You don't think after this year we're gonna know we're gonna know more about Jaylen Brown after this year than we've ever known?
Better chance he gets traded before this season or after?
Oh,
next?
After. After.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting traded.
He's not getting traded.
He's here.
No way he's getting traded.
I just want, the knee and then some excuse and he was slowed, but then there were those good games. Like, we have a way, and I say me. Like, my perception of it could be a little different than your perception of it after 82 games, depending on.
It's all the media's fault. Don't forget that.
It is always the media's fault. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tony in West Springfield. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show as always. I want to talk about how Brad Stevens has it easy, but before I do, you're talking about it's like the quarterback from Varsity Blues. Like Jaylen Brown, if he's a competitor, he wants to make this is his chance to prove it, right? But he's going to do amazing this year. He's not going anywhere unless somebody gives him everything. But
good call.
You got, I think Brad Stevens. He's not going to sell the farm. He's not going to. He's going to get some talent to make a run, but also get some future prospects. And then he's buying another year. He'll be fine. It'll be.
Thanks for the call, Tony.
Where are we getting this? I see. That's the thing. If you're going to get rid of Hauser and Porzingis and Holiday. And yes, you want to say like, oh, Pritchard will make up for 80% of Holiday. Maybe Shireman gives you 70% of Hauser. Porzingis, when he's out there, special, spectacular, but also, as advertised, not out there often enough. And now you're down Tatum. You are in a significant offensive deficit.
Also, don't forget Horford. Horford's a free agent, and I thought he would just come back, but now there's rumblings that he might not be an automatic re-sign with the Celtics, maybe could look to go somewhere else. So if you lose...
I'd be surprised about that.
Horford, Porzingis, Drew Holiday, Hauser. That's a significant portion of your rotation that you're down. Now, the genius, and we've all heard, he's been called a genius, Brad Stevens, there will be
his job.
There'll be something coming in return for those deals. I don't think it's all going to be draft picks. I can't envision Brad Stevens moving all those guys for just draft picks. That doesn't really make sense for the timeline, the type of team they are or are going to be.
Because you don't want to waste the JB and JT's prime years.
Right. And then I would say Brad Stevens' track record of targeting a Derek White, of targeting a Drew Holiday, of targeting a Porzingis, he's done a pretty good job targeting second-tier players or players.
Complimentary guys.
Yeah, guys that could fit, and the way he envisions them actually plays out on the team after he acquires them. So I do have some trust for Brad Stevens
in
that time.
Can I put one thing out there?
Sure.
JB, it's hard to judge JB because, to me, when he's playing with Jason Tatum, because if they're both out there, there's going to be a lot of attention to JT, and so JB can do his thing. This is Jaylen Brown without Jason Tatum the whole season.
That's why the assists
to think
are gonna
that
up.
He's going to play the same way that he did when JT was out there, I think, is kind of a little bit, I don't know, overzealous.
Naive. Yeah, no, he's not. The other team's not going to play the same way. The Celtics won't play the same way. He's not going to play the same way. And therein lies the uncertainty of what this is going to look like on the court. Yes, Dan Ball.
Quick stat line. So in the 39 games that Brown has played without Tatum, 27.3 points per game.
That's nice.
7.1 rebounds per game.
That's nice.
And sorry to burst your bubble on the 12 assists.
8.17 assists.
3.9. Which is just a little bit lower than the mid fours that he averaged this year.
What
so,
distribution?
Selfish.
Do those sound achievable? I mean, that makes him basically a borderline top five scorer in basketball.
I think he'll have more rebounds and more assists.
You do?
Yeah, I think he's going to better those numbers because there'll be a consistency to it.
And do the trades of other players change your perception on that?
I mean, that makes it difficult because I would like to see the other four players that are going to be on the court with him most of the time and what that lineup looks like.
I would like to know what his efficiency was. What was his free, you know, his... Yeah, because, I mean, you could take, you know, 25 shots and get to that.
Oh, there's very inefficient scorers and there's efficient scorers, 100%. Yeah, and the last caller, and we'll continue to take your phone calls, 617-779-7937. The last caller said something about he's going to, like, prove himself or whatever. That's the one thing that worries me. I think the like, black hole of Jaylen Brown's game is when he is trying to prove himself. Because I think he tries to do too much. I think you saw that in the second half of the exit game when he fouled out late in the third quarter. He kind of just said, oh, no one else is going to do it. I'll try to do it all myself. And he's not good enough to do it all himself. When he gets in that mindset, that's when he turns the ball over. That's when he fouls. That's when it goes south.
Number ones take it over by themselves. They don't need anybody helping them.
Sometimes, unless their name is Jason Tatum, and then they say, hey, JB, can you carry me to the title, baby? I need a little help here.
And Kobe's like, hey, you know what? I need some help or else I can't beat Kobe.
I will bow to you, Ted. Jaylen Brown is not Kobe Bryant. Right, that is something we agree on. And Efton Chisholm, is he the next Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, or one of those guys that everybody falls in love with in New England? I'm skeptical. Ted is skeptical. But Mike Vrabel made some comments this week that tend to side on the argument that Efton Chisholm's going to get a real chance to be an impact player on this team. A little Mike Vrabel, Efton Chisholm talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel talking about Efton Chisholm. And those comments came one day after Drake May talked about Efton Chisholm catching somewhere in the range of 50 passes, he thought, over the OTA workouts.
Oh, is that right?
So I think if you want to and you marry those two things together, the quarterback is noting, boy, that guy caught a lot of passes. And then the head coach goes, hey, you want to know how quarterbacks feel about receivers? Just see who catches a lot of passes, basically. If you marry those together, it would kind of indicate that the head coach and the quarterback are kind of liking what they see early on from Efton Chisholm. Now, I'm a doubter. I just put it out there. I'm a doubter because one thing I've learned is these guys usually do really well in passing camps. These short, quick, no contact, we're out here in shorts and T-shirts. The DBs can't really grab me. They're told not to really do anything. This is a world where Efton Chisholm-type receivers tend to exceed.
Yeah. No, it's true. But, you know, I'll also say this. I mean, if he's so quick that you can't get your hands on him, he'll get open fast even in pads.
Yeah.
And then he might get drilled, but so did Wes Welker. So did Julian Edelman. So did Troy Brown.
Yep.
And Amendola as well.
But they got open fast.
Yep.
And they earned the trust. I mean, if a quarterback is feeding a guy and all he does is make catches, I don't care how small he is. I think that he still can be a valuable part of the team. And I will say this. Vrabel wants to have – who was it? We were talking about the Jimmy Johnson comparison to
Larry.
Coaches want to use a guy that is a late-round guy that is the try-hard, just show up every day like your job's on the line because that's how those guys show up, and use them as an example for the rest of the team.
And he already is. And that was on display the other day when he was asked about Kyle Williams making a catch down the field. And he was like, well, you got to make those. I mean, the DBs aren't even allowed to really go through the player. So you got to make. And I was like, wait, Chisholm gets this glowing answer. Mm-hmm. And Kyle Williams, oh.
Because they expect that from Kyle Williams.
Maybe. This is a day two pick.
And it was a beautiful catch.
No, I know.
Down the middle of the field.
He's looking good. He's playing against air mostly. But he's starting to look good.
I liked what I saw out of him, Fitzy. I liked
speed, the release package. What do you say? Hands, everything.
Yeah. He looks strong. You know, he looks strong. I think he has a really good release.
Yeah.
And a lot of receivers when they get in the league, if you don't have a good release, you're toast. Because Jalen Polk, they get your hands on you and you're done.
Yep.
By the way, I'm sorry to jump in, but that was the first thing that I noticed Stephon Diggs working on with Jalen Polk. He was grabbing him and moving him around very physically on the sideline. Like, if you get this, do this. You could just sort of tell, like, you're going to face this. That's how and why I do that. Like, that's, again, therein lies the value of Stephon Diggs. Obviously, he's not doing it there's a hands-off policy with Efton Chisholm. It's a kit glove thing.
Plus, he doesn't need that help. But you know, Jalen Polk is a guy. He's never going to get by on any crazy physical attribute. He's not the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, any of those things. So if he also can't get off the ball, like, what are you bringing to the table? What's your go-to pitch kind of thing?
Man, could he not make the team?
Absolutely. I'm actually kind of at the point pick. Where I feel like I'm going to be surprised. If
Polk and Baker?
If Diggs is in the mix right out the gates, if Diggs isn't on PUP and he's healthy, and Efton Chisholm is in the mix both for his performance but also for what you just said, Vrabel can kind of use him as a tool in his culture.
Bottom line, coaching. He's got to produce, though. It's
oh, absolutely.
The other part is secondary.
Yeah, but you might not find that out until the regular season that he can't produce.
Yeah, you'll preseason and practice.
Because they've already had him on the field with threes, but then he got a little time with May. Then he was back with the threes. They've kind of bounced him around different groups. But, no, I think Jalen Polk is very much, and Javon Baker, the same thing. I think they are very – it's a new regime.
Man, like, another Vrabel's second rounder up in smoke.
But Vrabel's not going to keep him because he's a second rounder. If he can't play, he'll say, Elliott, that was a dumb pick. Don't make a dumb pick like that again. Let's not do that in the future because now
most
both
Elliott's guys are pretty much already gone. So.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. A quick Chisholm call. Let's go to Pete in the car. What are your thoughts on the phenom that is?
Hey, gentlemen. You know, it's fun to say his name, and yeah, you have all those sort of doubts, but I remember watching East-West Shrine Game this year, and he really jumped out, and the announcers were talking about he was the guy that the DBs were a little nervous going up against during the week of practice and in the game. And you remember, that's where Woodson, the safety, also played well in that game.
Yep.
So that gave me a little confidence. The guy that shows up against good competition and makes the good competition kind of nervous to play against him is says something about him.
All right, thanks for the call, Pete.
You know, some about 50 catches, I feel like, in OTAs, so...
That was the Drake May. He was very quick there. Ball there. He was quick to comment on Chisholm. 50 passes he caught in OTAs, and Mike Vrabel says if the quarterbacks throw to a guy a lot, means they trust him, and that's a good sign for the receiver. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to keep track of Efton Chisholm heading into a training camp, because when the pads go on, that's when you'll start to really see what he can do.
Let's face it. That's going to be the most intriguing position battle, right? Is the wide receiver.
Receiver?
It's going to be wide receiver. We're going to be.
Where's left guard? Right behind it?
No.
I think it's fascinating. I see.
Because those, like, there's not a lot of competition.
Jared Wilson.
There's interest in Will Campbell, but if Will Campbell struggles, there's not another option. Like, you're kind of stuck with those guys. Whereas at receiver, the only guy who's a made man is Diggs. Everybody else is kind of fighting for their dinner out there. I'm
Collins,
that's
Bourne,
gonna be a
Booty.
Huge,
that's gonna be the more
huge battle.
That's the best
compelling
and it's also the easiest to watch. Yeah. Like, it's drills, it's one on one with the DB.
And it's quantifiable.
Yeah.
Did he catch it or not?
Christian Gonzalez shuts down Efton Chisholm. I guess he's not ready for
training
real cornerbacks.
Training camp starts July 23rd. So by how many days it goes 23, 24, 25, 26, how many days in? Like 3-4 days we should start to have a good idea?
Nope.
Well, no.
The first 5 practices.
No pads.
5 days are no pads.
Yeah, then you got to wait.
Soft.
Then you put pads on. Then the pads are even infrequent.
Dan, can I just you and me talking? Me, you, and Bob at the fence post?
Always,
when
yeah.
When I played, I mean, it was 2 days. We went goal line live in the first practice.
It was
now awesome. These guys don't even put the pads on until like the 6th day.
What happened to this league?
It's soft.
And they don't even really do goal line anymore. That's the worst part. I used to love that. As writing blogs for Patriots.com, you knew you were getting goal line, you were going to have something to write about. There would be some banging of heads, some real football.
From the first practice.
Right. Now you're like...
You'd be stunning and separating from the beginning.
Yes.
Oh. My God.
Now you're like, guys in shorts, what the hell am I writing about? They're just jogging around out here. Nothing really happened
So the
today.
First week, it's just more... It'll feel like OTAs.
That's why the first month of the season usually has clunky football play at best.
That's there's some truth to that. Yep.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we spoke with the manager here at Fenway Park, Alex Cora. He's feeling pretty good about his young right fielder and his young players. Alex Cora with lots of answers, including whether Meyer and Roman Anthony will hit against lefties. So stick around for a little Alex Cora here on WEEI Afternoons.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.